Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today across Israel is pleasant, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and warm temperatures in Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, making it a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the Lebanese president accuses Iran of using Lebanon as a bargaining chip in talks with the U.S. This comes in earlier reporting. Also, Walla reports that a Palestinian baby was killed by IDF fire in Hebron earlier today. The parents were injured, and the IDF states the vehicle appeared to accelerate towards them. Also this hour, JNS highlights Iran's ongoing conflict with the U.S. and Israel through Hezbollah. The group's influence in Lebanon has overpowered elected leaders for decades. Separately, JTA reports that a majority of House Democrats voted against a Lebanon War Powers measure earlier today. The resolution, pushed by Rep. Nezer Rashida Tlaib, faced opposition from party leaders. And finally, Axios reports that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. The proposal is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could help Trump reach a peace deal with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. AMK Mapping, a conflict analyst, posted just minutes ago that the situation in Kostyantynivka, Ukraine, is deteriorating. Russian troops have begun evacuating Ukrainian civilians, suggesting a strong presence in the city. Alex Michelson, a journalist, posted earlier today about the lineup for CNN's The Story Is, featuring discussions on political and sports topics, including the NBA Finals and U.S. diplomacy. Middle East 24 reports that Iranian drones were intercepted near the Strait of Hormuz. A U.S. official stated that at least four drones were shot down, escalating tensions in this strategic waterway. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Lebanese president's remarks. According to the Times of Israel, President Aoun expressed frustration over Iran's influence in Lebanon. He questioned the longevity of war since 1948 and called for a withdrawal of Hezbollah and IDF from South Lebanon. This tension highlights the ongoing regional power struggles that affect stability. Turning to Hebron, Walla reports a tragic incident where a Palestinian infant died during an IDF operation today. The IDF stated that troops felt threatened as the vehicle accelerated towards them. This incident underscores the volatility in the region and the impact on civilians. Meanwhile, JNS discusses Iran's proxy war through Hezbollah. With Hezbollah's deep-rooted influence in Lebanon, the organization plays a significant role in regional conflicts. This highlights the challenges in achieving stability and peace in the Middle East. On the diplomatic front, JTA reports a significant vote in the U.S. House of Representatives. Despite support from 91 Democrats, the resolution to restrict military force in Lebanon was defeated. This decision reflects the complex political dynamics in the U.S. regarding Middle East policy. Finally, Axios reports on a proposed ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon brokered by Trump. This politically sensitive move for Netanyahu could potentially aid in reaching a broader peace agreement with Iran. The ceasefire, if successful, could reduce immediate tensions in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Motorola Solutions has acquired Israeli drone defense startup Defend for $1.5 billion. This acquisition highlights the value of counter-drone technology in global security. Separately, T-Tech reports that Israeli startups raised nearly $1 billion in May. The significant investment flow into artificial intelligence and defense technology underscores Israel's role in innovation. And finally, Globes reports that Amdocs plans to lay off 3,000 employees, including hundreds in Israel. This major workforce reduction reflects challenges in the tech sector globally. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.